Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring locally grown and organic foods, as well as homemade healthy deli meals. More information is available at 352-3347 or at the co-op.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Midwest locavores may not be able to find locally produced raw ingredients to sate a holiday sweet tooth. But Lisa Brotz says that isn't stopping them from hitting the kitchen in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
I'm grateful for last week's snowstorm. I happen to be overly tuned in to seasonal weather anyway, so to me, snow appearing right as the holiday season is ramping up is a good thing. When one has lived most of one's life in the upper Midwest, one can be a bit flummoxed by 60-degree snowless weather in December, so things are looking good out there this year. Whatever wasn't cleaned up in the garden, which was almost everything, is now covered in several inches of snow and looks pretty. This includes the rainbow chard, which was the last edible green thing I had going back there. Local food from the backyard or from someone else who grows it is not as bounteous in our area this time of year, at least not in the showy way produce is during the traditional growing season. But it's still there, quietly provisional, not making a big, obvious deal about itself. We're lucky enough around these parts to have producers still offering locally grown root vegetables and locally raised meats, cheeses, and eggs through a variety of outlets, so this means your holiday meals can have a major local component. Not so much the holiday baking, though. The major ingredients that go into our beloved cookies, cakes, and other sweets, the flours, the sugars, the dried fruits, the chocolate, don't grow here, or if they do, they're not easy to find or they're not available in the massive quantities we need to feed our holiday appetites. But this is okay. Even though we can't necessarily provide locally sourced sweet things for the holidays, we can certainly provide them locally made, like from our own kitchens, in season. Over the weekend, I visited with my neighbors Kate and Ben, who were whipping up a bunch of amazing food for their friends and business patrons. Ben mused a little bit on what handmade means to his family at the holidays while dipping coconut bars into melted chocolate.
It's hard to get coconut, almonds, chocolate produced right around here. But I think doing things by hand rather than just buying a bag goes a long way anyhow. Not only the sort of do-it-yourself aspect, but the doing it together as a family aspect is nice, and knowing that you put some time into making something worthwhile is something I think that the holiday season is kind of all about. And as we're teaching our children about the season, we're really trying to emphasize that it's a great time of year to think about our family and to think about others and to make things for them. And that's really sort of the idea of the season.
So, handmade holiday food is part of tradition and part of giving. And in many circles, my own family included, it's a part of holiday expectations. A traditional handmade food can make an event, can make an evening, can even make a holiday. It's also something you can make with someone else, and you don't necessarily have to be super accomplished in the kitchen to be successful. Our family's major winter holiday favorite isn't a cookie. It's cinnamon rolls from scratch. We all love them and wait for them every December in the same way we wait for asparagus and strawberries in the spring and peaches, corn, and tomatoes in the summer. I love making these with my daughter, Lily. I don't remember helping out much in the kitchen as a young person, but Lily's been at my elbow for years, and now, at 12, she's able to make them herself, from making the dough to shaping. This is a great thing for many reasons, not the least of which is because I commit to making many batches of these for friends and family every year, and I can use the help. Here's why I do it. You see, these cinnamon rolls were Christmas morning food in my childhood home. It dawned on me in adulthood that my mother made these rolls ahead of time and froze them not just because she loved us, but also so she could pop them in a slow oven for 45 minutes at the crack of dawn when my brother and I woke up, and could then relax and enjoy the morning with her family rather than be in the kitchen making a bunch of food while it was still dark outside. By gifting these rolls, I'm not just bringing the gift of awesome food to my friends and family, I'm also buying them a couple of hours of freedom on a groggy holiday morning. I also post a cinnamon roll recipe on my blog every year for my readers, all 17 of them, as a reminder to get into the kitchen so they can stay out of the kitchen, if you know what I mean. Perhaps you'll consider doing the same.
Can I eat one?
You will be able to eat one.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Lisa Broth's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLAG.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com.